Lucy Liducci stepped onto a coach destined for London, Newcastle approach. I quickly made room in the seat to my side, adjusted my posture, prepared for the ride. She chose to sit by me and started to cry. Her friends out the window were waving goodbye. I awkwardly pulled out a package of gum, removed the wrapper and offered her some. Whether she'd like me, well, I was in doubt. She seemed to have something that I was without. Well, the tears in her eyes made them sparkle and shine. Her green eyes were sweet grapes still waiting for wine. We continued talking and she put herself down. I'm not artistic, she said with a frown. But I said, with all those books you read, you must have quite the imagination. I read them for the stories, she said in frustration. I asked what sort of thing she ate to lighten the mood. She said stuffed tomatoes were her favorite food. We exchanged our addresses and went different ways. I'd be alone in London for the next 7 days. Now it's a week later and home's drawing near. Some guy's sitting next to me, she is not here. So I'll just look out the window with thoughts in my head. I wish she was sitting beside me instead. I'd like to visit her village, she could come to my town. Maybe I'll send her a postcard and hold my hopes down. Perhaps I'm overreacting, maybe I'm mad, but that's the best bus ride that I'd ever had. Lucy Liducci stepped onto a coach destined for London, Newcastle approach. I quickly made room in the seat to my side, adjusted my posture, prepared for the ride. Whether she liked me, well, I was in doubt. She seemed to have something that I was without. The tears in her eyes made them sparkle and shine. Her green eyes were